That dog is home. Look at that sign. You got us in the wrong state, even. Pennsylvania.
It says Pennsylvania Avenue. And we're right in the heart of Washington, D.C.
Hey, what does that D.C. stand for?
Don't you know yet? Stands for Democrats in Control.
Well, now, just where do we go to see the inauguration?
Well, we ain't going to worry about that till tomorrow. First thing we're going to do is drop Beatrice off at the Trumans.
Now, where do they live?
Well, if you'll just look at that building right ahead of us, you'll see it. That, Abner, is the White House.
Well, look at the size of that place. Woo! That was a think of fools never had anything like this. I bound you it's about all Miss Truman can do to keep that place clean. Bet it takes her half her time just chopping enough wood to keep it warm.
Well, she don't do all that work herself.
She don't?
Of course not. She's got Margaret to help her. Well, come on, let's not stand around here gawking.
Yeah, let's get inside so as I can take my shoes off. My feet are killing.
I think that would be highly frowned upon, Abner.
Yeah, I'll try and behave yourself, Abner. Don't be so cunty. Come on, I think we'll go in that gate where that policeman's standing or whatever he is and try to keep that thing quiet.
Well, Lom, I bet. Hey, Lom, looky here. Beatrice laid an egg.
Well, good. Good for her. Let's rush it inside. Maybe Mr. Truman'd like to have it for breakfast.
Just a minute, Dan. Where are you gentlemen going?
Oh, we're just dropping in on the Trumans. They thought we'd sit around and chew the fat off.
Well, the Trumans don't live here.
They don't? What happened? Did they have a recount?
No, you see, the White House is currently undergoing a program of remodeling.
Ain't Harry got that porch built yet?
Don't you never read the papers, Abner? They're remodeling the whole inside of it.
What for?
Well, as I understand it, the president had a chance to buy a set of plans awful cheap from a man with a mustache who suddenly found out he had no use for them.
Well, this is a fine howdy-do. Come clean across the country to visit somebody and finally move. Don't reckon they heard we was coming, do you?
I think you'll find that it's fairly common knowledge that the president and his family are now residing across the street in the Blair House.
The Blair House, huh?
That's right.
Well, that was awful thought of the Blairs to take them in that way. Neighborly, bless their hearts. Bless their hearts.
Well, we're sure much obliged to you, mister. Come on, let's get on over to the Blairs.
Just a minute. Do you gentlemen have an appointment?
Not that I know of. All we got's a chicken. And one egg.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to check with Mr. Ross, the president's secretary, first.
All right. And how do we check with him?
You get in touch with Mr. Ross's secretary.
How do you get in touch with her?
You contact Mr. Ross's secretary's secretary.
Maybe we just better eat the chicken ourselves.
No, we promised Sister Simpson we'd give this to him personal, and I, Grannies, we're going to do it. Come on, we'll find a way to do this ourselves. If we don't hurry, his inauguration will be over.
Inauguration, nothing. The rate we're going, his whole term will be over. Well, yeah, Lum, I think this sightseeing trip is a good idea, but I thought we'd come here to see the president.
Well, keep this quiet, but I found out this tour final takes us inside the White House.
Oh?
And when we get inside, we'll sneak away and find Mr. Truman's office.
Yeah.
On the left, you see the famous Smithsonian Institute. And beyond it, towering magically, you see the most famous dome in the country.
Where? Is Jim Farley still around here?
Hush up, Abner. That's the Capitol Dome.
The Capitol was started in 1792 and completed in 1905.
Grannies, it's taken them over 100 years to build it.
Sounds like a WPA project.
And to your right, folks, you see the famous Washington Monument.
Is that Washington's monument?
Yeah, sure.
Well, it sure...
I know what you're going to say, and it's silly. It ain't supposed to look like it.
I weren't going to say that. I was just going to say they drove the wrong end in the ground.
And now to your left, you see the historic Potomac River. And here is the historic spot where Jones Washington drew a dollar across the Potomac.
Where?
Abner, get back in the bus. You can't find it.
I was just trying to see better. Looky there, Lum. That's a long ways to throw a dollar.
Oh, I don't know. We got men nowadays that can throw $1 billion clean across the Atlantic.
Now, folks, I'm going to have to ask you to be as quiet as you can while we go through the White House.
Come on, Abner. Now's our chance. Let's slip up them stairs.
This is the main hall. On this floor is the public reception room.
Lum, you sure we won't get arrested for this?
Why, of course not. This all belongs to the citizens of the United States, and we're paid up members in good standing. Or that is, we are till March the 15th.
What if that FBI catches us in here?
Don't worry so much. Try that door there. See if that's Mr. Truman's office.
All right. That ain't it. Just somebody practicing on the piano.
Well, let's try another door, then. I'll never be able to face Sister Simpson again if we don't get this chicken to him.
You want me to try this one?
Yeah, try that door there.
Yeah. I know that ain't him.
Well, come on, we'll keep trying.
They must be rehearsing some music for that inauguration shindig. Say, by the way, when do we see the inauguration, huh?
Just as quick as we get Beatrice delivered. Here, this looks like a big important door. Maybe this is it.
Doggies, I hope so. If we don't find him pretty soon, Beatrice is going to be a grandma. See anybody in there?
Yeah.
Is it him?
Well, I can't tell. He's facing the other way. He's turning around. Howdy do, sir.
Why?
Well, for goodness sakes, Ben, what are you doing in here?
Well, I was just chatting with my old friend, Alban.
Alban Barkley?
No, Alban Zinkafoos. He's a personal friend of Mr. Ross's secretary, so I spoke to him about you fellows wanting to see Mr. Truman.
Why, that's great, Ben. Wonderful.
And Alban informs me there's nothing he can do about it.
Yeah, looks like we might as well forget about Beatrice. Now, I wonder if we can get some seats for the inauguration.
Oh, you ought to be able to get plenty of good seats now. It was over 2 hours ago.
Oh, no. Don't tell me we... Oh, no.
Dog is Lum, let's go get on a train before we miss that, too.
No. Let's go back to the Blair House and try once more to give Mr. Truman his present.
But, Lum...
Come on. We promised Sister Simpson we'd do it. Besides, from the looks of Beatrice here, I doubt if she could make the trip back home.
Mom, we can't stand here in front of the Blair House with that chicken the rest of our lives.
Yeah, let's go back to Pine Ridge and mail it to him.
Yes, Lum. Our train leaves in less than half an hour.
Well, I, grannies, I ain't leaving till I deliver this chicken.
Hey, wait a minute, Lum. Where are you going?
I'm going to give this to the next feller that walks across Pennsylvania Avenue and ask him to give it to the president.
Oh, Lum. That Lum is stubborn as a blue-nosed mule. Talking to him just like arguing on a stump on fire.
Right. Looks like he's found somebody. See there? Talking to that gray-haired man with the glasses and the bow tie.
Yeah, he'll stand there and flap his jaw for a half hour. We're going to miss that train just as sure.
No, here it comes. We can make it all right now.
Well, hurry up, Lum. Did he say he'd take the chicken to the president? My dog is home. You must have given it to the right man. Look at there. He's going right in the Blair House.
Well, he said he knowed Mr. Truman about as good as any man alive.
What did he say when you handed him the chicken?
Well, I told him it was a Rhode Island Red and asked him if he could carry it all right. And he said, well, I carried Rhode Island last fall. I guess I can do it again.
Did you get his name?
No, I never, Abner. But you know, a body as nice as he is would make us a mighty good president.